Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good and international co-host Mrs. Tasha Triple X.
It's the Gigster Mix, you suckers.
For everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Decatur.
Can't see enemies and the haters. Real sharp on my thing like a razor. Blade come clean like a shaper. So I guess I get a game of taper. But everybody gon' feel the need to say something. But can't speak up whenever you face them. That's what you call microphone gangsters. Yeah, I got a mokin' dope. Yeah, I'm raw, you know my flow. Cause folks be actin' extra hard like a Viagra overdose. Talking that noise on all them songs. A bunch of little boys, but y'all look grown. Those niggas there and these niggas there. It really don't matter cause they all just clones. Go to school, read a book, be a lawyer. Hell yeah, man, I'm all for the cause. And they ain't trying to get involved with the law, sir. But a nigga will get caught with the mouth murder. And that just ain't a threat on the song. Don't get it wrong, I'm protecting my own. Those niggas that slip, they don't last long. We got them going down for the count. Looking at the ground. That's why we got haters. That's why we got haters. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count. One. Looking at the ground. Two. I think you're a hater. I think you're a hater. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down.
Haters talk, but they don't care. Bet you got you a bird, and you see a letter. Bet you got you a house, and you say no me, cause I'm OG, big boss of the South. Got more diamonds, got more wheels, do more shiny, stack more chips. I'm just riding straight profiling, yeah, I'm smiling with your bitch. VIP, don't touch my shit, they with me, that's my clique. Shake them haters, watch me stunt, not all at once. Suck my dick, they know what we came for. AK to yo, they got me under investigation. They say I slang dope.
We got them going down, boss. Looking at the ground. That's why we got haters. That's why we got haters. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
Yo, what's up, world? It's your boy, DJ Party Time. I'm breaking the game in the tank. If you want to come follow your boy, Party Time, hit your boy up on twitter.com/partyzone3929. Or if you want to see what's popping in the world and see what Breaking the Game Entertainment is doing, hit your boy up at myspace.com/partyzone3929. Special shout out goes out to Miss Janu, DJ Snell So Good, and my boy Jolly Boy with that new smash here, Walk Like You Got. So if y'all interested in what we doing, hit your boy up. Wrecking the Game Entertainment, 813 on the map, we doing big things.
Yo, Janu, this is
DJ
Party Time.
Are you
the
mixing
yet? Your DJ.
Low with it, 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 low
say I got him in the phone. Mama so bad, he grew up thick to the bone. I made him catch feelings, now I ain't got a love Jones. He say he love the fact that I work and got my own. I'm a so thought stream, I have a sad addicted. You can put me on a trailer like crack, I flip it. They don't put me on the top, being super Z. I be seeing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way that he licking on the slick. Mama so wet, my juice box trip trip. I wanna get into my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. He say he like to see me on a dance floor clam. I got him so seduced the way I break it on damn. I'm something like a diamond, y'all knew stay shining. No, I'm not a stripper, but the girl about rhyming. Yeah, I'm gonna blow, but it's all about time.
That bitch got I ain't never seen a ass that fat. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. It's the king of the club, that was super deep back.
Where they at?
Club rocking from the front to the back.
Where they at?
On the floor with a hump in their back.
Where they at?
On the floor when they low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that.
Where they at?
Club rocking from the front to the back.
Where they at?
On the floor with a hump in their back.
Where they at? On the floor and it's low like that.
Killing that shit and it go like that.
Super D, I'm on the grind, I gotta take the streets back.
Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed.
Super D, I'm on the grind, gotta take my streets back.
Low, we getting low with it, man. Hold on, y'all. I'm gonna take two more tokes of my shit. I got some new shit, y'all. Y'all welcome aboard the Starship, goddamn Smelly Prize. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Time to get crunk, man. Time to get crunk Thursday. Getting y'all ready for this motherfucking weekend. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my early birds up in here. You know what I'm saying? Goofy Bone and the Showstopper. You know what I'm saying? AKA Miss PG. How you doing? You know what I'm saying? This is what it do. This is Smelly Radio, a.k.a. Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. Trilateral Radio, part of the Trilateral Commission. It's your boy DJ Smells So Good. Goofy Bone straight out of San Jose, California. And my nigga motherfucking Seti, Baby Powder Fresh J, a.k.a. Seti Bartholomew J, the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, to the 8th power, and some other shit. Yeah, and we hold it down, man. That's how we do it with all our motherfucking international co-hosts. Shouts out to Miss Tasha Triple X representing Australia. You know what I'm saying? My dog, I Be the Wise One, representing over there in motherfucking Las Vegas. And, of course, the quiet one herself, Miss motherfucking Mouse. Yeah, going down real big. And I always forget where the hell she at, but she there. You know what I'm saying? And this is some new shit, man. In order to come on to this show, I have to beam you aboard now. You know what I'm saying? There's no longer just picking up the phone. And hello, and I can't even say hello to you no more. So when you hear the sound, you know what I'm saying, that means that you are definitely online. You know what I'm saying? You are on the phone. I will not be saying hello anymore. When you hear the beam up sound, you are now beamed on board. So listen out for the sound.
Beam me aboard.
Energize.
Energizing.
You know that? And you will be beamed aboard. I think I got another one, though. I got another one. I ain't know the motherfuckers was talking. Motherfuckers ain't supposed to be talking. Yeah, what kind of shit is that? Oh, I got some new music, too. You know what I'm saying? New music. I got some new
mail, motherfucker!
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, it's going down, you know, for to get live up here, man. It's time to party. Fuck, you know what I'm saying? Looking for Tasha to ask it, you know what I'm saying?
Did you bring me a monkey?
But, you know, if she ain't bring it, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Get into some new shit, man. This is motherfucking, what the fuck is this? I do, right? I know, man. Right now, I got, man... You know, I'm trying to find some shit, though. It's going down. Let's get into this this Lou Paradise, my dog B. Heard. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to B. Heard. Sent me this here. And it's called Nothing Else. Start this thing off, man. Luke Paradise, you know what I'm saying? We played that up, B.O.B., you know what I'm saying? Goofy Boy, I'm sending you that. Haters everywhere I go, you know what I'm saying? So, and then, you know, getting all in the hot tracks today. This is how we go. Luke Paradise, Nothing Else. That's Lou Paradise, Nothing Else. Shouts out to Be Heard, man. Don't forget, this is National Baked Bean Month, man. Right here live on Wrecking the Game
July
Radio, man.
Is National Baked Bean Month.
Well, bitch, this month is July.
Excuse me.
Shit.
Yes, a month in which we pay tribute to one of America's favorite, most healthful, and nutritious foods. I'm terribly sorry. As I was saying, good Lord, this is terribly embarrassing. I'm so...
Whoa, doggy!
I guess I'd better wrap this up quick. Basically,
Jesus! Whoa! Oh, God! Oh, my God!
Baked beans. They're nature's way of saying, for God's sake, open a window. Sorry.
Yeah, live right here. On the spaceship, Smelly Prize, I have somebody hailing me. Hold on, passenger. I am beaming him aboard right now.
Beam me aboard.
Energize.
Energizing.
Passenger, you're live on Wrecking the Game
am
Radio.
Am I back? Oh, shit.
Oh, you are in the building.
You know what? I started a big old ruckus. I should have kept my mouth shut. Dude, I got emails from fans mad at me because they really think I'm going to get married to Miss Computer Lady.
No. Y'all be listening. I'm going to be listening harder than a bitch. What the hell?
I got this one right here from this chick that says, so I was listening to your show, Married to Miss Computer Lady. Is that for real? My internet connection kept kicking me off, so I didn't get a chance to hear the rest. But my screen name was Your1Julie1980. I was looking forward to hanging out with you when you come by my way in Fresno. If you want to call me at 5. No, I'm not going to give out the number, but.
Let's call her! Oh, I was
like. Shout out to the Smelly Enterprise. What's up,
yeah,
Smelly?
Man.
How you doing on this beautiful ship, man? This is a
man,
wonderful place.
Hey, man,
my one-bedroom apartment, you know what I mean? Fuck.
I got a lot of shit on this motherfucker. I even got my own robot, man. And the robot is finally, you know what I'm saying? You know how we've been comparing each other and shit, trying to find out, you know, what's difference is and shit. You know, we blood-related, but we couldn't find out what's the actual difference, you know what I'm saying? I got the robot. Robot has broke it down for us, brother. Right here live.
Okay.
On Wrecking the Game Radio.
You are a man, I am a machine. Other than that slight difference, we have a great deal in common.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So, you're a man and I'm a machine? How the fuck
no,
am I a machine?
No, you're a man. I'm a machine.
I'm a man. Oh, you're the machine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a machine,
well,
you know what I'm saying? So
you're a Terminator.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Just keep down the cover, though, man. I don't feel like, you know, peeling my skin off and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, shit, you got the showstopper up in the chat room. They're going to let everybody know you're a machine. And then we're all
going
to get in trouble.
It's going down.
Anyway.
Shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're all right.
All
right. You're right. You're right. Keep my mouth shut. Motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Had to go in.
You went to the
That's
gun
the
store?
Pool? Yeah, man. I went to the gun store. Picked up a couple of them. That's my AWP. What the fuck is AWP? I was just buying shit. I ain't know what the fuck
AWP?
I was buying.
AWP? What, did you get the cheap version? I never heard of an AWP.
I don't know. I was just picking shit up.
Just
back.
Grabbing shit off the shelf.
Yeah.
Anyway, a real quick note. The next show, 186. Deuce, the Worldwide Radio Show. It's John Hancock Thursday. Today is the day that marks, I don't know, like 100-somewhat years that our good friend, the one that's made the signature.
Man, John needs Hancock's.
On this day.
John needs Hancock's. Sign that fake-ass bill. Fuck that shit. All you motherfuckers piss on all of you. Hold on, what my goddamn shot at? Shoot you, motherfucker.
Man, y'all relax, man.
Shoot your ass. Damn, motherfucker.
216 years ago, he died on this very day.
What? Bam, you just died again. Wait, bro.
We're gonna
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
All right. You got to hold on a second, man. I got motherfucking
right.
On.
Avon calling.
Man, get the fuck away from my door. What the fuck wrong with y'all? Got no
got
damn
white
Avon.
Women coming over selling you some makeup.
Damn. Hell yeah, man. Damn. Couple white women.
Damn. Oh, you know groovy, baby.
Fuck y'all want, man. Get the hell away from my door, man. Fucking Avon. Get away from my door. Avon. I don't want no Avon products. Fucking Norway. We won't wear that shit around here. Alright, anyways, people, we back. You know what I'm saying? I had to get the fucking Avon away from my damn door. Bitches always bother me.
Oh, man.
But yeah, man, what's going down, man? What's going down? Hey, you know, Britney got a new song out, right?
Oh, yeah. You know what pissed me off, though, the other day? Because I tried to talk to her manager. What was her manager's name?
Yeah, what the fuck is his name? Harry Spears.
Harry Spears. Yeah, Harry well, he told Spears. Me, he said, since we're all the Trilateral Commission, you, me, and Seti, he said, we gave the song to DJ Smell So Good, so therefore, if he wants to give it to you, he could give it to you, but we're not going to give it to you. And I almost knocked that motherfucker out, man. I was really pissed off. So I guess you're the only one that has the song. So.
Well, I got a new one, but this is a leak. This ain't even supposed to be out. This has been leaked. You know, Harry don't even know about this one. Nobody don't even know about this. This has been leaked out. You know what I'm saying? This is like a super exclusive.
Oh,
leak.
God.
Right here on Wrecking the Game Radio, y'all. This is new Britney Spears exclusive. You never hear nowhere else. Well, hopefully you won't. But right here on Wrecking the Game Radio.
Back to the future.
Yeah,
I'll
put him on the glass.
I'll be back on.
All right, that's what sound is. I'll beam you back on board.
Oh, booby, booby, my chest was so
damn, I got to get a beam off beam.
My cleavage wasn't right, no. My boobies, boobies, my breasts are completely full. And now my sweater's tight, yeah, surgery. I want to be a D. Bigger memories. I want them to show now. No beef up. My chest flatness was killing me. And I must confess, I paid for these. Hey, buddy. I look 32. I'm just a child. I am a crime. Make my boobies one more size. Oh, baby.
Yeah, man, y'all already know, looking out for that blind love. That's how you sneak up on your chick like this. Yeah.
Hey, you still awake, Lois, honey?
Dad? That's right, I'm your daddy. Don't talk, Lois, don't talk. Just let me do all the work.
That's all the work. Gotta work it. Gotta work it. This is how we do it, man. We live right here. Getting y'all crunk ready for the weekend, man. Don't forget, coming up about 30 minutes, man, top of the hour. Got that motherfucking Nutty News of the Day. This is the craziest shit you ever heard. And if you come down here to Tampa, man, you know what I'm saying? I'll take you over to the Largo, man. Y'all can hang out. We'll go to the little butt naked bar, you know what I'm saying? Shots out of motherfucking bottoms up, you know what I'm saying?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Briggs coming to you live and direct from Bottoms Up, the only spot that matters, maybe the hottest spot in the state of Florida. You can hate us, but you'll never forget us. Rolling with Wrecking the Game Entertainment, as always, DJ FTP in the house, baby. That's right, DJ Briggs. You heard me, baby.
That's real. Don't forget, man. Yeah, my name is motherfucking DJ FTP, a.k.a. DJ Fight Pie, a.k.a. DJ For the People or Fuck the Police, however you want to put it in the order, and then come fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do. I got another passenger on the Starship motherfucking Smelly Prize. Caller, let me shoot myself for that one. Passenger, I have to bring you on board. Hold on a second. Bring my passenger on board.
Beam me aboard.
Energizing.
Board?
You on board.
It's you motherfucking Killsburg County in the building.
Killsburg County is up in this motherfucker. It sounds like West Pound up in this biatch.
SSG, what's good? It's your boy Ashwood. No sleep.
Goddamn. There you go. Man, you need to goddamn answer your fucking phone, man. I've been calling your ass with a 4-4 number. I've been calling a 4-4 number.
Oh,
that's
my manager line. That's my manager line right here. This is my line right here. This is the 813.
Oh. Oh, okay, right here. I'm going to lock this one in. Right there.
Yeah, lock me in. That's the comment line. That's just for, like, the comments and all that.
What's good? What's good?
Same old man, just working.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the job and shit.
No, working on his music, man. Just came from New York and shit. You know, my mother had a little birthday party, so I went out there.
Yeah, you did make
my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. and everything like that. You know, they're doing the
I'm supposed to be rolling to Jersey next week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so that's why I've been trying to call you, because I need some music and shit. My homeboy, Chuck in the Hood, shouts out to Chuck in the Hood, Trey Folk, invited me to go up there to roll with him and shit for his birthday. You know what I'm saying? So he for the week, you know what I'm saying? We're going to roll. We're shooting up through Atlanta, chilling in Atlanta and shit, you know, blow some perp and shit for about a day or two. And then shoot up that. Yeah, shoot up there and shit, hang out with his family. You know what I'm saying? Then bring it on back.
I'm
like, who? Dang, I'm now. Shit.
You over there on Fowler now?
No. I'm at the lab. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. I would have dropped the demo over there for you.
Yeah, I'm at the lab right now. I got a little something up in there. You know what I'm saying? Not too much. Matter of fact, motherfucking nigga J3. I went to the goddamn when I went to go DJ and shit. This nigga gonna hammer you. I'm asking him about you and shit. Do you got some of his music? Nigga gonna hammer your damn demo. Nigga, I don't want this shit. I got all this damn shit, nigga. What the And it's all
that's
good.
That's my dude.
You feel me? At least he, you know what I'm saying, handed this shit out. So, fuck it. That's what time it is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. If anything, I can email it to you, you know what I'm saying, through the smelly email if you need me. Just let me know.
Yeah, smellybtrlive.com. Drop it, you know, throw the drop on them. You know what I'm saying? I need too. I need to drop. All it needs is... DJ Smell So Good, Reckoning Game Radio, Miss Tasha Triple H. You know, you got to throw my co-host in there. For the radio drop and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, been trying to mix them up. Let me hit you with one real quick, you know what I'm saying? It's what I've been working on. SFM Visuals. I got, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much everybody been representing for me. Got my nigga Sleepy J, you know what I'm saying, from the hood. Oh, let me hit you one time.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ Smell So Good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy J on the world. I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock Trey 4 regardless. That's my life. Trey 4 for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building, too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. MySpace.com/SFN Visuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Folk, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Part of time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, Tampa, bitch.
Trey Folk. Shout out to Trey Folk.
Y'all already know. Tampa, bitch. That's how we do it, man. Hey, y'all. Since my nigga on the line, man, this motherfucking Ashwood in the building, y'all. I got to tell y'all. One thing.
Prepare to be astonished.
All right, because we are about to get into this motherfucking song right here. This is Ashwood. And actually, because everybody's feeling this motherfucking toast, and this is the proper day to make a motherfucking toast. So if y'all out there drinking, you got your quotes, like I'm on my motherfucking quote. I'm also on Tiny Chat, you know what I'm saying? So y'all want to check me out on Tiny Chat, man. We live, you know what I'm saying, smoking and talking, joking, doing what it do, and it's tinychat.com/smellyradio, we in the building, man. I got to plug my damn cam up, I ain't got my shit on, but here we go. Ashwood, man, tell me, hold on, first off, what's the motivation for this song, Make a Toast?
Make a Toast, get drunken in the motherfucking. It's basically for everybody that's working hard, man, you know what I'm saying, you got to make a toast to yourself, you know. First of all, make a toast for the city and just, you know, have a good time. Enjoy life, man. You only get to live once. So pour that rosé and drink like a motherfucker. Holla.
It is. We coming back with Ashwood right here live on Reckoning Game Radio, y'all. Y'all know how we do. Time to get crunk for weekend Thursday, baby.
Ow!
Ish, nothing like it.
Woo!
Yeah.
I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheer. I done put it down all across Florida. Yep. Time to move on, taking trips to Georgia. Go. A few shows, did me a favor. Now my name busting all through Decatur. Before I go down, I put up a fight. I'm out in Dade County trying to find open mic.
That's real.
No nonsense. Google Ashwood, leave comments, need the feedback, no sleep, you know what I go by. Shout out to Shea Boogie Networking and NY.
What up, Shea?
The next step though, my man Silk got my mixtape floating all through the West.
What up, Silk?
Tyree got me live in DC. Progression, about to drop the DVD. It's no half stepping. Check my SoundClick page, get my whole collection. I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheer. May I have a word with all the labels? Back in 01, probably see me on cable.
We
thought about quitting, but I kept spitting.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm making beats. / engineering. Clean you up, who's the first contestant?
Uh-huh.
Independent thing, making wise investments.
Bob Whitman,
this my story.
Uh-huh.
I holla at 10 for the puff party.
What up, 10?
If the people ain't hyped yet, I tore down
shows.
Even when they messed up my mic check.
Yep.
The show must go on, relax. Even under pressure. I pull a rabbit out the hat, I'm the musician. See the competition,
yep.
Kapoof, disappear. Ashwood is the truth. I got the sound that'll raise the roof.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo, Swagger, pass me the goose.
I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy.
I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself.
I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought.
I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheer. I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 You better turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
It's time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag. It's nothing like it.
Nope.
I move like Shaq.
Huh.
You're racing to the top. I'm like, not too fast.
Not too fast.
The ladies love it. Why you so mad?
Why?
She rolling with me cause I got a lot more cash.
Yep.
On top of that, I got a lot more swag.
Yep.
Chilling in the West with my East Coast tag. Making a drop by the ounce of the glass.
Huh.
I catch you slipping, you gon' scream, give me a pass.
Nope.
I can't front, I like my winner with class.
Uh-huh.
Nice, beautiful face, beautiful ass.
Shit.
Shorty met me at the crib in a half.
Uh-huh.
No accident, kid, but she gon' crash.
Cool.
I confirm to her that I wanna smash.
Uh-huh.
Wake up in the morning, fix me eggs and hash. Just thinking about it, it's making me laugh. Then I hop up in the thing with 160 on the dash. I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 You better turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
I
I like to date them, then replace them cause I'm picky. Uh-huh. Always on the move, so she offering a quick, yeah. Sipping on rosé, I'm feeling tipsy. But trust me, I stay on my toes, act tip, man. I got the powder flow, come sniff, man. Try to jerk me, I'm Bin Laden, you won't get mad. My pretty thing waiting for me, name Dick, man. Rolling up the stick, yeah, horny in the Vic, yeah. Stay fresh, tilt the 59-50. Uh-huh. Shades on, you can't see my eyes, they like, who is it? Purple Kush, I'm blowing on a dick, yeah. It's the kid Ashwood, yes, I get busy. I'm coming up, yeah, I can see it. Uh-huh. Don't you have the city locked till I use the stick? Your shorty staring at my canary. Hey, this is piss, I'm on top like a cherry. I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rapping trash, better turn up your swag.
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 Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
That is real. You better turn your motherfucking swag, man. Well, my nigga telling you right here live. We is motherfucking in Wrecking the Game Radio, man. I got to beam him back on board. Y'all hold on just a quick second. You know what I'm saying? Let me beam my dog back on board. This is years live on the Starship Smelly Prize. You know what I'm saying? Hold on real. 1 second, homie. I got to find my damn beam. Fuck, whenever my beam went. Oh, shit. The airlock, he's locked out. He's locked out. Oh, shit. He's locked out. Okay, we got to run to a commercial. He's locked out, people.
Oh, a couple of weeks ago, a long-haired young person came into our bank and said to me, I bet you won't lend me money to buy an electric guitar. Well, he was making $100 a week, and he was over 18, and I said, I bet you I will lend you money to buy an electric guitar. And I did. So what happens? The punk gets busted for possession of dangerous drugs and we're out $350. There's one thing about kids nowadays. You don't have to give them credit.
Universal Bank.
Beam me aboard.
Energize.
Energizing.
All right, you're back on board. Ashwood is in the building. You know what I'm saying?
In
going down
building.
Real big. Live right here. 81 Trey shit. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it real big, man. What's your plans for the weekend, man? What you getting into?
Oh, well, this weekend, we got this new spot called Supreme. I just heard about my man Hitman. Big shout out to Hitman. He just told me about this new spot, Supreme Open Mics, on Friday. So we're going to try that tomorrow. I got
what
a
else,
new
what else that?
Guns. I don't even know what that shit is. I got to hit man up. He hit me on MySpace the other day, and he told me about the open mic and shit. He said it's going to be Club Supreme. I ain't never been to it. It's a new spot, so... I'm going to head out there, see what's good. I was speaking to my manager yesterday. He said he want to shoot a video and all that. He done stepped it up. We doing videos now. So we trying to take it to the next level, man. Fuck 2010 this year, man. We trying to bring that shit to another level, man. Do the DVD. Do the video. Already got it. You know what I'm saying? We trying to put it down to 09. They didn't even think about 2010. We trying to just keep bringing them bangers, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep bringing them hard, man. Just keep coming hard. You never can have enough heat. You know what I mean?
Seen the little videos I put together for Josh. I'm going to step my whole little video game up, too. So,
word up. Oh, yeah, I got some drops from you, too. You know you're on the DVD, Smell So Good. You did a drop
for me.
Yeah, a couple of months ago, you did a drop for me in the complex. Remember that?
Shit.
We had smoked the
air.
We was in the car.
Yeah, that's why I don't remember.
I know. We were smoking like a motherfucker, but it's on the DVD, though. I'm just letting you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so
that's shouts out to the DVD.
I got you on there.
You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Net, you know what I'm saying, coming up off in there. And she's off in the, we no longer have a chat room. We now have a, what the fuck is on the damn,
what's going on with that?
Let me see. What the fuck I got to call it? The what the hell the goddamn, where the cat mirror might be at? The fuck is that called?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I can't even get the name right now. Nigga on that
pressure
right now.
Yeah, me too. That's why, you know, my shit is in outer space right now, bitch. I'm literally in outer space right now.
That's why I fucked with you, my nigga.
God damn, yeah, nigga. Yeah. I'm on Mars and shit with fucking Schwarzenegger and shit. You know what I'm saying? Trying to put my hand in the alien side.
That nigga said he on Mars right now.
Let's free this bitch. Fuck it. Let's free this bitch. Put your fingers together, nigga. Touch it. Touch it.
Hell yeah.
God damn, this phone looking sounding raggedy than a bitch. What the fuck going on?
Oh, I don't know if I told you it smelled so good. They had Freestyle Friday editions in New York a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And I got the footage, but yeah.
106
and
Park.
Yeah, I went up there for Freestyle Friday edition. I just wanted to let Tampa know I was the first one in line. I held it down for Hillsborough County. First one in line. That footage should be posted soon online. So I got
you. Know what I'm saying? That's
stand
real.
Up,
that's real.
Tampa. Stand up.
Damn right. Damn right. You know what I'm saying?
Stand up. We coming.
All you motherfucking haters. All you haters out there. You know what I'm saying?
The haters is motivation, man. I mean, without the haters, without suffering, it wouldn't be compassion. You feel me? It'd be no compassion without suffering. So I use the negativity for motivation. You know, as much as negativity we get, man, that is just motivation. Without hate, we wouldn't be motivated. You feel me?
Well, when it comes to haters,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't give a fuck.
Straight up. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
All right, I got another. Somebody else is hailing me that would like to come on board. So hold tight, Ashwood. You know what I'm saying?
I'm here. I got that Boost Mobile Unlimited, baby. I'm here all night, my nigga.
Oh yeah, you already know.
Free everything.
It's going down. Okay, hold on, passenger. I see you at the door. Got to go to quick.
What
immersion.
To do? This Q Phrase over here on Train 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power, hanging out, doing what to do. We lit, hanging out on the corner of Train 4, and always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
Beam me aboard. Energize.
Energizing. T. Collins, you are in the building. You are on board Smelly Prize. What is happening, my brother? Welcome to Time to Get Crunk Thursday.
What's going on, fam? What's going on?
Hey, man, we is in the building, man, live. You got Ashwood in the building. This is indie, home of the indie superstars, ladies and gentlemen, right here. And this is two indie superstars right here. My nigga Ashwood, T. Collins, Beat Rocker Productions. Man, it's going down. No Sleep Entertainment.
What up?
Yeah, it's going down. Reckoning Game Entertainment, we all in here, man. Drink it if you got it. Smoke them if you don't.
We under the same umbrella, baby.
Oh, and if you ain't smoking, hold on, man. Hold on. Matter of fact, hold on. I'm sorry.
Building up that Florida pressure.
I'm sorry, y'all. If y'all ain't, if y'all ain't smoking, I'm sorry. I got to play this off. Y'all ain't smoking, I'm sorry.
Oh, I got one lick, my nigga.
All I'm saying, you gotta enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short.
Can't wait.
Shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life.
Feel me?
There it is.
See some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed since you got a good job, then by all means make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't.
Straight up.
I'm here to elite meet the drink.
Yeah, hello. Is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. Mike Roch! Mike Roch! Hey, has anybody seen Mike Roch lately?
We live, man. Y'all already know how we do it, man. T. Collins, what's up, homie? What the business
chilling,
is?
Chilling.
Yo, what's going down today, man, on your side of the world?
Shit, ain't shit, nigga. I'm being lazy today. Lazy-fied.
What?
I had to turn that shit into an adjective,
lazy-fied. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You got to do what you got to do. Lazy-fied. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's good, though.
So, man, we up here chilling, man. We up here just parlor-taking, you know what I'm saying? Parlor-taking, you know. Not trick or the ticking, you know what I'm saying? We parlor-taking, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
Parlor-taking?
Yeah, parlor-taking. We got to stay off of them other words. That's fuckery right there. You know what I'm saying? That's like,
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, can't fuck with that.
You gonna get that shit right. One day, you gonna get that switchboard.
Oh, yeah. And it's going now. And it's gonna
get
be
this right.
It's going to be going there. I keep adding so much shit, you know what I'm saying? So much funny shit out there, man. My mind runs, like, you know what I'm saying, fucking a million miles an hour. So everything I think of, it incorporates with what the fuck really goes on here, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when chicks come on this motherfucker, I be thinking, like, you know.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
You know what I'm saying? So, that's for all the ladies. When y'all come on here, I'm letting you know. So, it's going down. So, we live.
Yeah.
Put them on the glass.
Dude.
Hey, I got. Hey, Ashwood, you familiar with my dog T. Collins?
Yeah, no doubt, more or less. You already know.
Okay, so. All right,
I'm
so
trying to hook up and do the track. We need to do a track together. You know what I'm saying? Send me the email address.
That's the cat that spitting that track. What's the song called?
You got
Get It In or something? That's
which
it.
Which one you said? Which
that's,
one?
Has to do with that track called Get It In?
Which one? I think I know which one you're talking about. You're talking about Get Money? Well, which one? How the hook
with
go?
With the Pyrex.
With the Pyrex,
Get Money.
Yeah.
I don't know what, man, they took that shit off my damn shit here, man. I've been looking for that. I knew I played that shit on this damn show, and that shit is not on here. Yeah, and I played it. I had like four or five of his songs on here, and the motherfuckers took some songs off of here.
Yeah, I gotta find you on MySpace, man. I'm gonna send you a friend request so I get the email so we can hook up on the track and shit. I'm fucking with everybody
talking,
right now, homie. You feel me?
That's how you get it. That's how you get it. Niggas don't handle politics though. But
for
Snell's
sure.
So good, he the king of that. He the king of that. You know what I'm saying? I think he got
networking, man.
Networking,
you feel
baby.
Me? It is whatever. Y'all need to rap at a country western bar, goddammit, that's how you do it. Get your music over there if they want to bring that two-step to your shit, you know what I'm saying? Fuck
it, you
know what I'm saying?
Get your boot game up.
Straight up. Real warning. Hold on, real warning.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
All right, you know what I'm saying? Smart motherfuckers coming on my show and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing but dumb shit right here. It's nothing but dumb shit. That's real. But it's that good old motherfucking
wrecking the game entertainment.
That's that.
Pipe shit.
You use reverb like motherfucker on that.
That's how we do it. Hey, I want to get into one of these motherfucking tracks, man. This is my nigga T. Collins on the line, you know. Of course, I got my nigga Goofy Bone online from San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? He's off in the Hey, hold on. So I know what the hell I'm talking about. What do they call on Star Trek? What is the where the captain and everybody sit at? What is that called?
On deck.
On deck. Okay, so I got everybody on deck.
On the bridge.
There we go, the fucking bridge. That's how I was looking at the bridge. You know what I'm saying? The bridge, yeah. Yeah. So the bridge. Okay, so I got Net that beamed in from Texas. You know what I'm saying? She on the bridge. I got Goofy Bone from San Jose, California, 408, beamed
what's
in.
That?
And I got Milwaukee up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? The show stopped, a.k.a. Yeah, man,
okay.
A.K.A. Miss PG, you know what I'm saying? She popped up off in here hanging out, you know, so shouts out to her. Yeah, so shouts out to Jesse Super Fat Ventura now, you know what I'm saying? That nigga done swole the fuck up, but it's all good. I think he ain't, yeah, he from Milwaukee. Yeah, but shouts out
big
to him.
Big shout out to Milwaukee, man.
Yeah, they got a wrestler. We ain't got no wrestler. No, we got Hulk Hogan, don't we? I grew up down the street. My bad. God damn. I don't know what the fuck his name is. Terry some shit. The fucking Hulk shit. The hell.
I'm
Broke Hogan. Yeah. Now I'm the Broke Hogan. Shit. I got to sell my family on TV, Hogan. Man,
he
got to
sell his
ball
spot.
Man, motherfucker.
Nigga
got to
sell his ball.
Man,
hey, Smell So Good. What's up with that Best of Smell So Good mixtape, man? Because you fuck with a lot of real niggas. You fuck with a lot of real niggas, man. What's up with that Smell So Good?
Gotta get everybody. See, I do my mixtapes. Everybody gotta have their drop. If you ain't got a drop, you don't get on the mixtape. So.
Okay,
man,
I hear that.
Everybody that put their drops down, send it in. Man, that's how you put the the mixtape together and then get it popping. You know what I'm saying? Represent.
There it is.
I just got one that's called Time to Party. That's got my dog Goofy Bone on it. That's got some Red Shades. That's got some, it's got some Boston, Cali. It's got some everybody on it. I put everybody on. PD on there, T on there, you
that's
on there, everybody on there. It's just a mix of just, you know, random people. Make it hot. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much
there
people
is.
Who I represent on here. So I do got a Wrecking the Game. That's what you might as well say, a Wrecking the Game. Radio mixtape.
I put out that new shit.
If your ass ain't calling into this radio station, something motherfucking wrong.
Ah, I hear that.
Because you know, John New, we got to take it on down. We got that bitch played on the radio Tuesday. Allie That Girl. Shouts out to Allie That Girl. Man, we called in. Everybody called in. No, was that? Oh, that Monday. Damn, that might have been Monday. Was that motherfucking Make It Happen Monday? I think that was Make It Happen Monday. I think that's what it was. Yeah, so we all called in. You know what I'm saying? Everybody from everywhere. Shouts out to Net. Shouts out to Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? For really calling direct and smashing their ass and shit and kind of pissing Scant Man off. But, I mean, we called in so much, man. But, yeah, by 6:30 on the Nut House, out of that girl and whatever the hell. I don't know. I know Allie That Girl, she played the shit, so shouts out to her. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, would they like that shit, or they just played it just to shut y'all up?
I don't give a damn.
Yeah,
the
I'm
bitch is on that motherfucker. You feel me? Now, because that means you got the shit. You feel me? That's the whole thing. You can't say you ain't got it. That bitch is in the dough. That's the whole thing. It's in the dough. It's passed on the table. That bitch is... It's been fed one time, so all you got to do now is keep smashing that shit. This is the stupid motherfucker going to tell me, he going to tell me something, well, man, you got to make sure you get in the clubs. I said, what the fuck you need to get in the clubs for? If that bitch is on the radio, every goddamn DJ is going to try to get
that
song off the radio.
Yep.
Duh. Mm-hmm. You stupid motherfuckers ain't hanging out at Coco's and You know what I'm saying? They ain't hanging out at the hood bars and shit. They ain't with where we at. They ain't in 112. You know what I'm saying? I don't go to Sky. I don't go to fucking Boomerang and Blue Martini and all that shit. I don't do that.
Oh, man.
They ain't my club.
I'm here in the club anyway.
I can't smoke in them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I don't go nowhere I can't smoke at. So, therefore, them ain't my motherfucking shits. You feel me?
Yeah, I hear that.
But that's basically what he's saying, though. That's basically what he's saying. Because I say, well, where you hanging out this weekend? Bitch, I ain't Twittering you or stalking you, motherfucker. I just want to, you know what I'm saying? Since you telling me I got to get the music played in the radio, the best place is to what? Be where the fuck you at so I can step to the DJ 8. Man, I got 94.1 in the building, you know what I'm saying? I want to, you know, play this 2 minutes of this motherfucker. I ain't going to pay you. I just need 2 minutes of this bitch played. And if you see the crowd moving, then let the rest of that shit play. If they don't, take that shit out and then tell
take
me to get on.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Let it play anyway, man.
I mean, that's how it's supposed to go, man. That's real nigga shit. It just sounds a lot of real...
Niggas emotional, man. Niggas too emotional, man. Too emotional, man.
Yeah, you know. It's all
tell you what I say, man. Them niggas sound like Charlie Brown teacher to me when they go to wah, wah, wah. That's what that shit sound like. You know, wah, wah. That's what they sound like, man, because that's their
right,
way of saying, I don't want to play that shit. That's their way of saying, I don't want to play it. That's their way of saying that shit. Who the fuck you know just gonna stand in the middle of the fucking dance floor and listen to a track? You know, I'm trying to get twisted. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, basically.
I'm trying to get my little, you know.
And if it's a hot track and that bitch grabbed me to the dance floor,
here's the beat.
Oh.
What you gonna do? Go up to the booth and be like, yo, the track, that bitch sound like, inch, inch. What you gonna do? You don't know what the fuck the dude said or the female said. Play this shit on the radio. That's how you get it. Get up and fucking Sandman face. Be like, yo, dog, play this shit right here. You know what I'm saying? If they don't call back, burn that shit. But you burn it one time on the radio. That's all it needs to get that fire.
That's,
you know,
real. That's how I felt. So.
I'm gonna come out with a mixtape called Charlie Brown Teacher. That's what I'm gonna do.
Charlie Brown.
Yo, that's the real. Yo, you gotta get me on that mixtape. I feel you
for real.
I feel you on that.
I hosted it by motherfucking Prophet Smelly. Shit, I got a million names and shit. You know, I come up with a name at any time and shit. So fuck it, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, what we finna do, man? We finna get into something for the ladies. This track right here is Get Low. This is for the ladies, right? This is. I doubt if you was talking to any fellas.
I don't even. I ain't talking to them. Why don't you play that? Why don't you play that Came Back for the Streets, man? Play that shit right there.
Oh, wait.
Man, I Came Back for the Streets. I ain't even heard that shit in a long time. I don't even listen to my own music. I don't want to get tired of it. I want other people to get tired of it.
Wait. Because, you know, I do two shows, man. So I got music loaded up on one show, and I got music loaded up on another show. Actually, I got to reload shit. So, yeah, I got Get Low and The Roof. I don't know. Some music been taken off of here. That's what it is.
Well, you got that first impression on it?
The who?
First impression.
That's what I'm saying. All those was loaded.
Got loaded up on another show? Wow.
I'm on LOL.
Yeah, because I do an F-bomb radio and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. F-Bomb Radio is another show I do.
Shit, drop whatever, though. It's cool.
So, we're going to get into The Roof right here, man, because I got to get up into the nutty news of the day, coming back after these two songs, man, because I'm finna run this shit back to back, because I got to roll up something out of this sack. This is my nigga T. Collins. This is the motherfucking Roof. And then we're going to get into my nigga motherfucking Goofy Bone up in this bitch. And then, you know, Miss John New is going to be sprayed the whole motherfucking time after that, after we finish the nothing news, goddamn it, because we got to put it on the map.
You know
it. Y'all know what time it is. So let's go. Wrecking the Game Radio, time to get crunk. Motherfucking for the weekend Thursday, man. Let's do this here. T. Collins, Ashwood in the building. Squad smells so good, man. This is what we do.
I'm on fire, I'm feeling the heat. I shut the block down cause I'm killing the street. They say that I couldn't do it, I'm making it happen. Back on my grind cause I'm trying to go platinum. Show me the money, I'll give you a hit. So hot that it feels like 106. Two steps with a chick with a gun in my head. I got kangaroo legs, I'm running this bitch. They say it ain't tricking if you got it. You ready? Cause I'm finna ball like Dennis Rodman. So hood, my Louis Vuitton kink. Go ahead and hate, I'm a son of a bitch. 44-inch rope. You can call me what you want, but don't call me broke. DJs better ring the alarm. It's so hot, somebody's gonna sprinkle his arm. When the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. Had a chance, nigga, it's my turn. Fire, watch, you can't put it out. When you gonna learn? It's getting hot, yeah, it's getting hot, yeah. When the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. Had a chance, nigga, it's my turn. Fire, watch, you can't put it out. When you gonna learn? It's getting hot, yeah, it's getting hot, yeah. It's getting hot. Yeah, I might make it rain, throw the guap in air. So any new roofs gon' fly this year. Cause they can't figure out how to stop it, yeah. Your boy burning up like I'm running a fever. Fam, you marching band coming out of the speakers. Doing a running man, jumping out of their sneakers. Standing on the bar like they up in the bleachers. Bottle of Grey Goose in a bucket of ice. When them hoes get loose and they fucking at night. It's like Pondy River, through the thunderclap. Everybody going like Thundercats. Icy watch, neck is froze, earrings like frostbitten vegetables. Stand up, I ain't playing around. Get your hands up or I'm laying you down. When the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. Had a chance, nigga, it's my turn. Fire, watch, you can't put it out. When you gonna learn? It's getting hot, yeah, it's getting hot, yeah. When the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. Had a chance, nigga, it's my turn. Fire, watch, you can't put it out. When you gonna learn? It's getting hot, yeah, it's getting hot, yeah. Nigga, please, you know that I'm doing my thing. White tea in the club, light blue in the chain. Dark brown in the cup, and we throwing it up. Beat rock of the click, I done done it again. I done told you before, I ain't saying it twice. Piece of American pie, I'm taking a slice. You can hate if you want, that just make me better. Put the money up, nigga, we can do it whenever. When the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. Had a chance, nigga, it's my turn. Fire, watch, you can't put it out. When you gonna learn? It's getting hot, yeah, it's getting hot, yeah. When the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. Had a chance, nigga, it's my turn. Fire, watch, you can't put it out. When you gonna learn? It's getting hot, yeah, it's getting hot. When the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. Had a chance, nigga, it's my turn. Fire, watch, you can't put it out. When you gonna learn? It's getting hot, yeah, it's getting hot. 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 It's getting hot, yeah, it's getting hot.
watching me come and go. Push the start button, switch folks some more. Look, lean out the fence lane with the bad little bitch. We like to push and play. Plus you the type, yeah, to go both ways. Keep moving that way, kill a phone, I yeah. Shit, I'm on the left coast tip with a west coast bitch. She looking dummy thick, shit. Pick her up and hit it quick and drop the trick because she just a bopper bitch. And you know that it's paper over pussy, man. And every hoe is just a dollar in the dice game. A player dumber than another pick it up. Then he keep her in his pocket till she running out of luck. And I don't care if you don't like me. White PP coat and some Nikes. In that double Glock TL that's all black. That's the reason why you're busy loving on the crack. Guap getter, Alan Murph the Hofstetter. West Coast, and we living like some box players. And down the street, and we're going under the track. Straight look good.
Four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of...
That's how you feel sometimes, y'all. But y'all already know what time it is, man. We up in the motherfucking building, y'all. Live on Time to Get Crunk for the motherfucking Weekend Thursday, right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio. With your motherfucking off the chain, smoked out host. DJ Smell so motherfucking hood. Or did I say that? I meant good. But, yeah. Nutty News of the Day is provided to you by NuttyNewsToday.com. That's how we doing it, y'all. Oh. 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 Come on. Hey. Yes, best, best. Yes, best, best. Oh, oh. Yeah. Y'all already know it's business time up in this motherfucker. Nutty News of the Day, man. Top of the hour is sponsored to you and by shit, everybody, the world, because this is the world news coming to you live from 81 Trey. T-A-M-P-A, F-L-A, Hillsborough County, Killsborough County.
You know.
And we bring to you live news, man, all the way around the world. I got my homeboy Ashwood hanging in this motherfucker with me. And I'm going to bring y'all some exclusive shit y'all ain't never heard or never will hear, basically. Hold on. Got to get right, though.
Yeah, so you know we on the internet everywhere, baby, everywhere.
Hold on. Hey, put your links out there.
What'd you say?
Put your links out there.
Oh, okay. Got a little bit of editing. Yeah, I just sent you something. Just in case you lost, I just sent you some stuff. Because my sound card right now is kind of messed up, so I can't really record. I got to get that fixed, so I could just send songs right now. I'll send you that drop in a minute, though, as soon as I get that sound card fixed.
Oh, no, you straight on that. No, I say put your links out there, though, your MySpaces or whatever, your contact info and shit.
Okay.
I'm going to shout them out.
Okay. Hey, man, if y'all want to catch your boy, man, go to myspace.com/Ashwood, ASHW00D. Or you can just Google the kid. I'm all over the internet, man. I'm a beast on the net. So holler at me, leave some comments. You want to do a collab, I work with everybody. I ain't a hater, man. I network, I do beats. I sell beats like trees, man. I got them $20, $10. Holler at me, man. Cheapest price in the world, man. I don't get no better than that. And just everybody works hard, man. You know what I'm saying? Like to make a toast to myself, too, man, on the year, man. They gave the kid Underground Lyricist of the Year. You know what I'm saying? Check it out on MySpace. Got the trophy up there and everything. Big shout out to Krim. Big shout out to Krim.
Krim.
He put together a nice little award show.
Click, clack, clack. That's a nigga they don't know, man. Tall ass nigga. Creep, that's my nigga, and Krim tall nigga.
Yeah, but Creep. Shout out to Creep, too,
clack,
man. He's on
clack.
Three.
Yeah, he want to do the click, clack, clack.
click, clack, clack. There you go. That's my
that
man.
Shit,
shout out to Creep.
Well, I got to find that shit, man. I had that shit. Man, that's my shit. Those niggas in the crowd go to this guy. I got him
on
video,
on
though.
I'm on MySpace right now. Yeah, I'm about to hit him on MySpace right now. I'm going to tell him to send you that. I got you.
I'm on his sidecasting and shit. I'm on my show. I'm on somebody else's show. This is going down, man. Motherfucking, mother knows she got motherfucking Tamia on her show. So all my motherfucking people that was on the bridge, they done beamed off my motherfucking ship. And my shit is on autopilot right now and shit. I just came back to the fucking bridge and seen bitches talking about, this other show got Tamia on it. We gone. And they left the goddamn ship on autopilot. Motherfucking net goddamn goofy bone. Son of a bitch. It's all good, though. I still hold my shit down, though. I represent worldwide, man. I'm on Tiny Chat. I'm on Mother Knows. I'm on my show. I'm on every show, man. And
everywhere, man. It's floating.
That's what we do. All right, we're finna get into the another news of the day. Well, we're in Kingston, Maryland. You know what I'm saying? What, children are banned from public parks. Oh, yeah. Public parks are usually the places where children go to have fun. But the town of Kingston, just passed a new rule that bans kids over 5 years old from playgrounds during the daytime. What the fuck?
Wow, that's crazy.
The girls at Kingston's Brookwood School are banned from using a public park right across the street for recess. Damn, that's harder than a bitch. What kind of, I ain't even going to read into that because that's already fuck it, we taking this bitch to the UK, y'all. I tell you, we all the way around the world, y'all. All the way around the world. Well, couple sues over bad wedding photos. Man, that sounds stupid. Mark
shout
and Sylvia.
Tasha too, man.
Huh?
I said shout out to Miss Tasha too, man.
Yeah, I don't know where she at, but you know, she be on that late night tip, you know what I'm saying? So I know she's gonna catch me out this weekend, so and we're gonna have the generator back popping on the block, so you know what I'm saying, bringing the 15s and shit back out and getting the block back pumped up, you know what I'm saying? He ain't leaving. Oh, okay, my bad. Goofy Bone. I thought he abandoned the nigga and shit. That's all good. Trilateral is up in the building. You know what I'm saying?
I thought he needs to get that boost, man. Get that unlimited everything, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I got the boost. He on boost, too. You can chirp him, too. He got chirp shit. That's how we keeping in contact. You feel me?
That's the best way to do it.
I'm going to go and get a boost down a booster Ooh. For an actual commercial. I'm gonna start playing that shit. You son of a bitch is gonna give me my motherfucking credit too.
Damn. Ooh. Who is Southern Belle? I'm on your page right now. Smells so good. You got some ladies on there. Who's
Southern
Belle? Who's
Miss Southern Belle? Belle.
AKA Miss Janu?
Yeah, come on, man.
AKA Miss Southern Belle.
Oh, yeah, I gotta play this little theme song for my dog Goofy Bone. This is the California's Where It's At theme song, man. Hey, 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 hey. Hey. All right. Mark and Sylvia Day are suing Gareth Bauer of Fresh Images for botching up images of their big date. The couple says in addition to the shots being out of focus and heads being cut off, there are other unforgivable mistakes. The couple say they found only 22 images in the more than 400 sent that were presentable. At one point, the cameraman even swears on tape after dropping the camera at the beginning of the church ceremony. Wow, that's crazy. Hey, I like that little funky California theme right there. That's some funky music right now. Yeah. We're going to take this thing to Murfreesboro, where a teacher. Damn, boy, that's what the weed do to you. A teacher was charged with stealing kids' lunch money. You need your ass whooped.
You need your head chopped off for that.
Boy, here we go. A case in Lane Academy teacher accused of pocketing students' lunch money was charged with theft under $500 by Murfreesboro police. Teacher Angela M. Shrewb, 30, of Skyville Trail in Smyrna, was charged with the theft of the money from her third grade students after an investigation. McDaniel's arrest warrant accused Shrewb of removing the lunch money from envelopes. She admitted to taking the school lunch money just to pocket the money. What? God damn.
Wow.
Times that are teachers that underpaid and shit? I mean, for real. Bitch stealing lunch money? A bitch IUD boring the bully and shit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even giving the bully a chance to steal his goddamn lunch money. And he a kid. Damn, it's like, fuck that. If it's going to be a bullet, it's going to be me, bitch. Fuck it. I got this.
There you go.
I'm going to hit your ass up before you even get it. Mom done sent you to school with goddamn $2, bitch. It ain't nothing but a dollar in that, bitch. Sent you with $10, ain't nothing but three in that motherfucker. Like, damn, what the? Mom, I knew I was coming to this bitch to ball out at least a day. You told me at least once a day out of every week I can ball out with $10. Something ain't right. Bitch in this motherfucker pocket and shit. All right. Anyway, we're taking this bitch all the way across the world. Vang. Yeah, that means yes in one of them languages. Because we in China, y'all. Shouts out to Shanghai. Where China has 30 million men without wives. Who the fuck cares? Every weekend in Shanghai's People's Park number 5, they come, mothers, fathers, grandparents, all holding pictures and posters of young Chinese men and women who are looking for love. What kind of gay shit is that? Parental matchmaking isn't easy, according to one man who says that he's been shopping for a wife for his 33-year-old for 6 months. Because of China's one-child policy to control its ever-expanding population, there has been a lopsided explosion of young boys. Damn. That's crazy than a motherfucker. Hell no. All right, well, check this out, y'all. We're going to go to the Oak Town. Shouts out to motherfucking California. Well, a church thief awarded $1.2 million. How in the hell? Only in motherfucking America. Yeah. A San Francisco Bay Area city will pay $1.2 million to settle a lawsuit filed by a burglary suspect who was left a paraplegic after being shot by a police officer.
What the hell?
Oh, fucking you paraplegic. You ain't going to enjoy the money, bitch. Anyway. The Oakland City, they're going to pay for all your doctor bills and shit. That's all they did. We'll pay for your doctor bills, motherfucker. The Oakland City Council approved the payment to the Charles Davis Jr. during a closed session. Davis was suspected of burglarizing a church in 2007 when he was shot by the Oakland officer. Though Davis was unarmed, the officer said he mistook items that Davis was stealing from the church for a gun. Bitch, you see this Bible? Pow! You know? It was a black buck. It looked like a gun. Motherfuckers stealing Bibles and shit. Yo, man, what kind of shit is that, man?
The economy's bad, man. The economy's real bad, man. People stealing Bibles now? Crazy.
Damn.
You know it's bad when people start stealing Bibles.
Bruh.
That's crazy.
That is like...
God damn.
That's scary, man.
You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, straight up, man. I mean, straight up.
Oh, that was... you got the drops crazy, dog. I like that drop.
Straight up, man. I got to take a real quick break, y'all. That shit, that's too crazy. We're coming back with the news, y'all. One quick second right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. This is a new hit single right here, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's called Fuck Your Couch. Here we go. Ashwood, I'm going to beam you back up in a second, homie.
What's up?
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Hi, this is your automated voicemail system. If is a skank undesirable internet supplier, press 1. If is a bunch of liars, press 2. If is a dishonest system owned by dishonest people, press 3. If lies through their fucking teeth, press 4. If is a bunch of assholes, press 5. If should go to hell, press 6.
Beam me aboard.
Energize.
You're back on board on the motherfucking Smelly Prize right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio. Bitch, we is out of space right now. We is on... Hello?
You know it.
Fuck happened? Oh, shit. I'm going to switch up the phone. This shit's fucking up. We're going down, Captain. We're fucking going down. All right. Hold on. Let me pull this shit over a little bit. Give me some down leverage. All right. We got Ashwood up in the building. Goofy Bone, shouts out. San Jose up in this motherfucker, man. You already know how we do. We back on the motherfucking news. Well, we back in Florida, man. God damn. Why we got to be in Florida on this one?
Damn. Florida.
All right. We're in Jacksonville, Florida. Hold on. Is my shit... Y'all hear static and shit?
Nah. I'm clear over here.
Damn, fuck. I feel here static and shit. All right. Well, we're in Jacksonville, Florida, y'all. Where a woman found in home under 8 feet of trash. Yeah. Authorities have found the body of a 71-year-old woman after wading through a Jacksonville, Florida home filled with a garbage piled 8 feet high. The Florida Times Union reports that officers were checking on Carolina E. DeCampo after word family members, how the fuck was y'all worried? Bitch, y'all one word. 8 feet high motherfucking trash. That bitch been doing that for years. Storing that shit in there. You nasty motherfuckers ain't coming there and clean that shit up. Let that old woman do that. Bitch, all you should be motherfuckers should be charged with murder. All right, wow. Anyway. After so-called worried family members called to say they hadn't heard from her in weeks, they were met with what police call unbelievable squalor and a stench that made officers ill. Man, y'all whole family should be fucking slapped, taken out, slapped. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. I got something for the family. You motherfuckers, you get double shot. Motherfuckers.
They get two of those. You know, there you go, that's the second one.
Motherfuckers. Matter of fact, I ain't even satisfied. I ain't on my motherfucker shit. I gotta bring the big guns out. Hold on, I gotta bring the big guns out for the whole
yeah,
family.
Yeah, you gotta bring the spy for that. Yeah, you're the spy.
Bring it. Right. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I can laugh on.
Look at that Santa Claus.
Oh.
Oh, you got Santa Claus drops in there, huh?
Yeah, man. You know. For all the haters, man. You know, Santa Claus is year round. I am Santa Claus. One time more for the family. That bullshit. All right. We in Ohio, y'all. Shouts out to Miss Juicy. Juicy. Got him, Craig.
Ohio.
All right. Yeah. Well, a man is recovering after a septic tank rescue. Okay. I don't even want to read that stank shit. But what's up with all these smelly ass stories? Smells so good, bitch. All right. There are a few things in life better than good neighbors and a good dog. A Delhi man says he might not be alive right now if it weren't for his neighbor and her dog. 80-year-old Paul Pauf fell into a collapsed septic tank yesterday afternoon and was stuck there for several hours. But a good dog and a good neighbor found him and got help. Murphy, the neighbor's 9-year-old mutt, was barking. Paf barked back. I kept him going, made him mad. He kept barking. I kept barking, and I'd bark, and he'd bark back at me. Bitch, what the fuck?
He said he barked back at him?
Okay, I feel you. He was in the septic tank barking at the dog, making the dog mad. You know what I'm saying? To keep attention on the dog. So by him keeping attention on the dog, that brought the chick, you know what I'm saying, to come and rescue him and shit. To be able to know that he down there and call help. Okay, big ups to the motherfucking K-9. Roar. Oh, I ain't got no dog barks and shit. Damn, I gotta go get some dog barks. All right, well, we'll be. Shouts out to that, man. Shit. That's a good shout out. That's a good shout out. That's like the Mexican shouts out. Pow, pow. You know when they do the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I gotta go get my mariachi music, too. Oh, okay.
I love that Chris Tucker drop you did.
What's that? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know. Got keep real up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
What type of dude get fired on his day off?
I'm serious, man. I'm serious. You know? I be, when the chicks, like Miss Trice Tribulation, she be coming on, I be like, shit.
Look, she bending over. Claude Hammers. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
You know what I'm saying? So, shit, we be on, boy. I be on it. Anyway, we up in Bangkok, y'all. We up in Bangkok. The Bangkok Snake Hunter. All right, what the fuck ever this is. Another damn dumbass like the white dude. All right. I've got a fucking snake. It's to my face. I'm going to kiss the snake. Stupid bitch. The fuck up, shit. Damn snakes ain't got lips. The fuck you kissing it for?
Oh,
that's why his ass did. I want to fucking pet the stingray. Oh, shit. It petted me. Yeah, motherfucker. You don't be fucking with them shits, man. Everything in nature ain't to be fucked with, just like humans. Anyways. According to Bangkok snake catcher Sampap Sakarapa Banap, some fucked up name. Bangkok is crawling with snakes, including giant pythons and deadly cobras. So if you if that's on your next trip to head to Bangkok, you might want to listen up. Shit, I'm going to Bangkok. Get your cock bang if you're going to. Shit, ask motherfucker, what's his name? Carradine got there. Got his cock banged in that damn Bangkok. So hey, tied up and fucking tied to his neck cock and shit. Watch out. They slither through underground wastewater pipes to all parts of the city, even in the main thoroughfares, from Suk Hum Vet to Sawthorn. And he should know, Sampop has been nabbing serpents around the city for 20 years, removing thousands of them from homes, businesses, and facilities. Some days he'll be called out on as many as 5 snake-fetching runs, but he charges nothing. Bitch, you got life fucked up. He charged nothing for his services. Bitch, got me fucked up, bitch. See, I'm saving the city, bitch. I'm the goddamn piper right about now, bitch. I'm the only nigga running around this motherfucking shit. You brave enough? Bitch, please.
Oh, man,
bitch, that's 5 yens, goddamn it. Every snake, 5 yens, or yens, or whatever the fuck they call them. Give me ching pangs. Give me 5 ching pangs, goddamn it. Oh, 12 egg rolls, each snake, goddamn it. Shit, a bowl of rice or something, bitch. Need a bowl of rice each snake. Fuck that. Pythons are 2 bowls, goddamn it. Them deadly. Fuck that. Shit. Anyway, let's go on back to the UK, y'all. Well,
UK, back to the UK.
Yeah, man, this is where you get your music pumped at. But guess what happened? Thugs attacked 2 transvestites who were cage dancers. Damn, who were cage fighters. Hell to the nah. 2 thugs who attacked what they thought were a pair of transvestites picked on the wrong men. When their intended victims turned out to be cage fighters on a night out in fancy dress. Hell nah. D. Gardner, 19, and Jason Fender, 22, singled out the 2 men walking along a street in wigs, short skirts, and high heels. Dean Gardner, 19, and Jason Fender, 22, are punched to the ground and were left dazed and seen staggering to their feet after their failed attack.
That's a lot of violence. That's not good.
Hell no, man. He got whooped by transvestites. What are you going to tell your friends?
Man.
We got punked by some punks. That's some fucked up shit, man.
They got punked by some punks.
Yeah, man, they got punked by some punks. Y'all mm-hmm. get them off. Y'all get shot. Y'all get shot for that one. You know, that reminds me of,
Avon calling.
Motherfucking gay-ass shit. Fuck Avon. Get your punk-ass off my motherfucking door. Punk-ass motherfucker. Get tired of y'all. Bitch, I don't want no motherfucking fucking shit. Get your ass on with my door. Shit.
Oh,
what?
Man.
Can I dig it? What? Bitch, can you motherfucking dig it, bitch?
Can you
dig it?
Can you
dig it?
Can you dig it?
Dig it. I remember that.
Get your ass away from my door. I'm right. Run these motherfuckers off spaceship, y'all. I'm sorry. Had to beam their ass off real quick. All right, we in Daytona Beach, y'all. Shouts out to motherfucking spring break. You know what I'm saying? All y'all beach goers. Where an ant nest likely started fire that killed cats. What? How the hell an ant nest? No fucking way. More than 30 cats were rescued from a house sparked by carpenter ants. The Daytona Beach Fire Department said, what the fuck is a carpenter ant? Them bitches motherfucking make, they build shit? I mean, what the fuck, dude? They come in to clean your carpet and shit? That shit's crazy. All right, the fire department said 9 cats were killed and 2 were rushed to an emergency veterinary office. Man, shit, you should have left their ass burning. Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. I would have left them burning. Yeah, right. That's exactly what I did.
Officials said dozens of the surviving cats are roaming the property and hiding in trees. Spivey said she had nearly 50 cats living with. What the fuck for? God, boy, I don't understand people. That's nasty, man. 50 cats living within the house. They shitting and pissing every fucking way. That's nasty, man. The fire department said the fire was sparked by some carpenter ants that were building a nest in the wall and hit an electrical outlet. Oh, so the ants got their ass fried. They done chewed on the wrong shit. Bam! Hell to the nah. Hell.
Oh, y'all speak your mind on this station. I like this radio station. This is the best hell radio station out, homie.
Man, like that's crazy. Motherfucker, man. This is the real news, man. We got to give you fucking
real
news
right here.
Man. Mm-hmm. That's some fucking crazy shit now. Nah, hold on, man. I got to take one quick commercial break, y'all. One quick commercial break.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Biggs coming to you live and direct from Bottom Up, the only spot that matters, maybe the hottest spot in the state of Florida. You can hate us, but you'll never forget us. Rolling with Wrecking the Game Entertainment, as always, DJ MTP in the house, baby. That's right, DJ Biggs. You heard me, baby.
Yeah, make a quick call, y'all. Yeah, make a quick call, y'all. Hold on.
Flaming Mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
I'm Hugh Jazz.
All right, all right. I had to take them little quick motherfucking prank calls. One more, y'all. One more. Gotta get out of here.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Sorry about that, y'all. We back in Florida, hometown right here, y'all. Well, cat rescue takes 2 days. Only in fucking Florida. God damn
only
you
in
slow
Florida.
Son of bitches, man.
Only
shit.
In Florida.
Fuck. It took 2 days to rescue a damn kitten that was stuck in the engine block of a car parked at a shopping center. Now, it wouldn't have took me, shitting me, or would have drove with that bitch for 1 day, and that just would have been found somewhere. Bit. Sorry, y'all. I ain't no cat lover. Sorry. For a minute. This is, all my cat lovers out there, I got to apologize. I'm sorry. This is for
you
cat lovers.
They got Vic for the dog, so you got to be careful.
All you fucking cat lovers out there. Hold on. I got something for you. Fucking cat lovers. I don't know where my shit at. Throw a cat in the air and I. I'm talking about throw a cat in the air and just.
Oh no!
Yeah. That feels good. No, it feels good. Yeah.
Hey, they gonna be blowing your email box up now.
Oh man, it'll be all right, man. It'll be all right. Motherfucking when it comes to cats, that's a.
Intruder alert. Intruder alert.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up. If the hoes don't like it, I tell them.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, fucking with me. Anyway, it took 2 days to rescue a kitten that was stuck in the engine block of a car. And said we went to the movies, and when we came out, there was... Huh?
Mm. I said 2 days to get the cat out?
Yeah. When we went to the movies and when we came out, there was a note on the car saying, "Your car is meowing." Patrick Miller,
that's
Blue Water.
Got a cat in the engine, that's why.
Blue Water Bay told the Destin Law. He called the fire department for help, and firefighters spent 4 hours putting the car on blocks and removing wheels and other car parts in unsuccessful effort to get the 4-week-old kitten out. How the fuck you got your ass up in there? Man, that's crazy. And last but not least, y'all, man gets 1,000 lashes.
Mm.
5 years for public sex talk. Damn. Well, yeah. Y'all bitches want to be traveling. Go to motherfucking Rajada, Saudi Arabia. I guess that's how you say it. Shit. Rajas, some shit like that. Yeah, a Saudi court convicted a man for publicly talking about sex after he bragged on a TV talk show about his exploits.
Oh, no.
See, this is real shit that needs to go on in America right here. That'll calm a whole bunch of motherfucking shit down right the fuck there. Feel me? After he ran on the TV. But, you know, fuck that, because, you know, hey, we talk about sex all day here, so fuck it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Fuck the bitch last night. Put him on a glass, whore. I mean, sometimes
we
tell him that. Sometimes we tell him that. But not you ladies. Not you ladies. After he bragged on a TV talk show about his exploits, sentencing him to 5 years in jail and 1,000 lashes. His lawyer said, talking about sex publicly is a taboo in ultra-conservative Saudi Arabia. His lawyer says his client was duped by the Lebanese LBC satellite channel, which aired the talk show, and was unaware in many cases he was being recorded.
Oh! Wow, he was being recorded the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Damn, brother. Mm. I got the... Damn, let me see. What can I give you for that, brother? Shit. Man, I don't even know what to give you for that one, brother. I can tell you is...
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Because they're going to beat your ass, nigga, till the shit come at you, boy. You know what I mean? Yeah, they're going to put you in front of the crowd, and it's going to be like, you
all
know.
All eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat your ass like a runaway slave.
You know what I mean? Hey, you know, shit. You did it. You did it. You can't be acting like you didn't do it. Acting like you
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag. Bitch!
You know what I'm saying? Can't be doing that. You gotta just, you know, be what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? All right, finna get to this John New, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Right
Someone
here live.
Would like to speak with you, Master.
Oh, who was that? Oh, hold on. Wait a minute, girl.
Yeah, you got another
girl.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
Oh, she fucking hung up. Motherfucker.
Oh, you lost the call?
I think we should stop. My IM window just started screaming, no more, no more.
And I'm live, man, right here, man. We finna get into a little Johnu right here on Regular Game Radio, man. Y'all already know what time it is, man. Let me get to my motherfucking number. I'm going to take this thing to the whole crew. We're going to let the whole crew rock this one, starting this thing off, man. This is John New and Friend. This is Back the Fuck Up. You know what I'm saying? Right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio. Ashwood is in the building. No Sleep Entertainment. Goofy Bone, Straight Loke Records. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the Gutter Boys on that old hot-ass track, too. You know what I'm saying? And T. Collins, Beat Rocker Production, Security Ron. You know what I'm saying? The whole motherfucking everybody, man. This is what it does. It's Wrecking the Game Radio. Shouts out DJ Party Time, too. You know what coming through.
Nigga, back the fuck up. Get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back
smoke him
up
if you got him, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me your body. Back the fuck up. Get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back the back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me your body. What up, blood? I'm way in the back with a cup of that yak. Don't dance and lean back. All I do is roll the blood and tote the gat. Blast it quick. If a nigga woke in that, the snow is back. Flip rounds like crack. Two twin nines that'll blow out your back. So back the fuck up, get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Where I'm from, niggas won't do nothing to a snitch. Where they going, put his hands on the bitch, and that ain't no rider. Fucked up when them hollow points get inside you. Drop that ass off when no one can find you. Tie nigga up, throw his ass in the trunk. Go and find his own boys, then blast nigga drunk. Back niggas up for Wild West Tampa. Throw your hands up for the new ghetto pants. Nigga, back the fuck up, get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body. Back the fuck up. Get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body.
Back the fuck up and give a nigga space. Before I cut this 40 cows like a pillar, nigga, place. I'm a real OG, nigga, don't back me. I'm a goonie, ain't nothing hold back me. I'm back money. Get it from the muscle on the scroll. Size me, I'ma pop up, busting on your scroll, nigga. Y'all was on deck, getting crazy. I ain't got a mall, I was born in the 80s. The block is what made me, I can't a nigga play me. Straight thug, nigga, homie, ain't shit crazy. All black nigga with a pocket full of keys. Y'all profit, coming in a booming, I'm a beast. Name ringing in the streets, got ghetto
your fame. That's straight street money all on my chain. Hey, so I'ma act the fuck up. You push ass niggas better back the fuck up.
Nigga, back the fuck up. Get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back the back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body. Back the fuck up. Get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back the back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body.
And you know I'm juiced, let the boy get loose. Walk bust a nigga head like Duck Duck Goose. Let me get my strap in. You know I'm trapping. They won't bust shit, they just never capping. Yeah, me, I'm that deal. I'm on heavy pills. Leave a nigga with more missed games than Grant Hill. Chopping on Palm Deuce hoes, they hot wheels. Look, what she eat mean dick, she throw real. Yeah, we love them guys, fuck us all, don't mind. I told y'all before, I got Fetty on my mind. Team right, that nigga G-type, we locked in. Get money, OEB status, we poppin', let's get red, nigga. I got me a shoddy, a nigga try me, I'ma catch me a body. I mean that, yeah, put the good in the air. Cause we can do this, we foolish, we there.
Nigga, back the fuck up, get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk,
yeah.
Back the back up to that hypnotic.
Yeah.
Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body.
Yeah.
Back the fuck up, get your head bust,
yeah.
When you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk,
yeah.
Back the back up to that hypnotic.
Yeah.
Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body.
Girl, you better back up, I'll beat you bloody. And I got my dry boys full, your buddies got a unit on your face like you wanna fight me. Oh, what you wanna do, don't make me climb up my shoes. Nah, I ain't too cute, see, I'm right, I wallow. You better shut up, catch your ass with the bottle. Got a battery charge, I'm finna catch another. Make your ass wanna get your soup in, brother. That's all I'm about to say, nah, I ain't never scared. Messing on the child, if I ain't ass dead. I'm up in the club, trying to have a good time. Then I had to stop to beat the city, whole damn. I feel like a trap, and I'm wilding nobody. Now look, they got a fear in your body. Your mama at the funeral, crying, what you do to her? Dressing all black, and I tell you I'm dry.
Fuck up, get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body. Back the fuck up, get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body.
All right, y'all, we finna do something extra special. You know what I'm saying? I got to beam my own boy back on board real quick, beam everybody back in. I got my dog Goofy Bone chilling out on the bridge, 186.2. And, you know what I'm saying? I got him right here. You know what I'm saying? We in the, where the fuck we at? Control room, you know what I'm saying? We right here live in the control room. I got a, I'm on the transporter bay. I got to walk to the transporter bay real quick, beam my. Beam Ashwood back in real quick, y'all. Hold on a second.
Beam me aboard.
Energize.
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 All right. You're back. You back?
Yeah, I'm here. All right.
All right. Back. Back
you
on
know,
board.
You got the unlimited, man. I'm here all day.
Back on board. All right. That's how we're doing it. And, yeah, man, we finna make a special call, man. We finna see if we can get online, man. We finna go over to the Mother Nova show. She got motherfucking... Tamia on this motherfucker. Let's see if we can talk to Tamia.
You know.
I doubt it, but hey, that's what they say, too. They say, I doubt she's going to answer, but fuck it. We're going to call in a ways. Let's go.
Hey, it smells so good.
Yeah.
Hey, big shout out to my mother, too, man. She just turned 50. She's still looking good.
Well, hey, straight up to that. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday all to,
Miss Ashwood.
Oh, man, what's the signs. What's the
Virgo? Libra.
Oh, yeah, Libra. Yeah, Libra. Okay. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to Ms. Ashwood, all the Libras out there. Yeah, yeah. Big ups. I'll play it's my dog birthday in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Going down.
My dog birthday.
It's hold on, we're gonna make a call, y'all. Y'all hold on.
Blog Talk Radio.
You there?
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time. You are now in the host queue.
And I wasn't, you know, diagnosed with anything at that time. And I ended up going on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And unbeknownst to me, heat is not a necessarily good
thing. I mean, we could talk and shit. She can't hear us. So.
We went
okay.
We live on the Mother Nova show,
for the sun.
And we're doing what they call simulcasting right now.
Wait, I wasn't feeling
so,
it. So when we came back,
what it is, you call into another show and then you can listen to their shit. And what we listen to right now is Tamia. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Tamia.
And so it was a
Tamia.
Like, you could have this, you could have that. And a lot of them, you know, it was everything from cancer to tumors to, you know.
Right, no one, exactly, so much different
not knowing,
things.
You know, so it was a roller coaster of a week. And mind you, we had been dealing with Grant's ankle issues for the last several years before this happened. So, it was a roller coaster. And actually, when they said MS, you know, it was sort of a that it was terminal. It wasn't something that. That would change his life in this church.
Amen.
That day. I will say that I was very lucky. You know, I caught it early. So there wasn't any damage, you know, any damage to the spine, and it wasn't on my brain or anything like that. So I am glad to say that today I'm doing very well.
And yay!
If I don't work out, it is because of pure laziness. I think that it's important.
You going?
Especially, you know, for our brothers.
You've been in it?
You know, everyone, and for everyone, you know your body. And so when you think something is not right with it, and
ain't nobody there.
Up it too low. What the? You know, catching something early makes a difference. And for me in this case, it did. So, you know, I changed my life and changed my sort of lifestyle and
right.
You know, stress levels and. And
yo, yo,
and
check it out.
Like
this is MC Lighting right now. You're checking
is
out.
It your
DJ
bar?
Smells
yeah,
so
it,
good.
It, it,
please
it
believe it.
So
it's the four
good.
DJs
everyone,
happening
I mean, everyone,
all day,
you know,
every day.
You know,
2009, time to shine. You know how
body.
It goes.
So,
Yak Radio
you know,
Broadcast,
and,
YAC.
And
it's
that,
MC Light in the building.
Say, how do you
Brooklyn, raise your hands. Holla at your girl. Roughnecks for ever.
My life depends on me making.
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
I don't blame you, girl. Life is too short. You know, who needs it?
Not me. sometimes it's unavoidable.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
The
I love that shit. I got to put that on a mixtape.
I'm feeling so well that I decided to get into, you know, another project with the Queen Project.
You are moving right. I love a girl that stays on point because that's where we at next. Tell me about this Queen Project. How excited am I? You, Deborah, and Kelly, thanks right now.
We don't want to skip over between friends, though. If you don't have between friends, get
between
friends.
Wait a minute.
Not actually on his show,
y'all. You
yeah.
better tell me. Let's go back.
Between friends is the album. Between
hey. Excellent
friends,
album.
Hey, Mother knows.
My own.
Independently.
Yeah. Ask to me real quick for me.
You go, girl.
Yep, I said, you know,
ask this for me.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
Clothes and all that. I want to do an album. I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
All right. And he was like, I'll be there next week. And we cut out, I think we recorded that album in like 2 weeks. And we recorded, I mean, we could have Between Friends Volume 4 at this point.
It's more? You mean there's more friends out there?
We were on a roll. We were on such a roll. You know, but at some point you have to, you know, it's like choosing between your kids. But at some point you have to sort of choose how many songs are going to make an album. So we still have, you know, plenty. But... I'm just very proud of that project because I was nervous about it. At that point, people weren't really doing, you know, independent, you know, projects like that. I wasn't sure how.
I don't give a fuck.
I was nervous about, you know, going out on my own and out.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
People like these songs. I mean, I like them. But
we loved them, Tamia.
Yeah, and so the response was great. It was really sort of. The fans, you know,
want to say something?
Because
put it out there.
Like I had,
if you like it, you can take it. If you don't, set it right back.
No.
I want to be on you.
If you don't have it, forget it.
Wait.
And blog sites and things like that. They pushed the album.
Because it was good music.
We talking to Tamia, y'all.
People, when you put out good music, and that's what you have done to me, you have always been consistent, album after album. I can honestly say in my heart that you have not put out a bad album. But between friends, they said the album went number one in South Africa. I say, she better work.
Yeah, it did. You know, it was just, I mean, and you guys can't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that
Mother knows,
you know, as well as it did with, you know,
mail, motherfucker,
small budgets and really word of mouth.
Damn it,
a lot
we on the line.
That,
shit.
You know, the
pick up the phone. Damn it.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
I've been wanting to do because I've been around long is connect with people. And so those people, if they feel a connection to you, they'll
try
to talk
to Miss Tamia. You know what I'm saying? You already know, y'all.
Look, she bending over. Claude Hemmers. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
That's why I called it between.
Put on the phone.
And it was between friends.
It was
intimate.
That could, you know,
intimate.
That did it, yeah.
But the music spoke. I mean, can't get enough of you. Almost me. When a woman loves, oh my gosh, daydreaming. I mean, absolutely flawless. You nailed it, and I'm gonna tell you if no one else didn't tell you. I love it.
I
we have two calls.
Yourself.
We're gonna let Tamia go because
yes.
This is our mother, and we're having so much fun on here.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna take two calls.
Oh shit!
Because Tamia has been
oh,
wonderful
shit.
To stay
oh,
on the
snap.
Phone for a
oh,
whole
snap. We
hour.
In, y'all.
This
we
is a
in.
Real woman. Most
we
people would have emailed 954-394. You are on live with Mother Knows and Tamia. Holla.
Hey.
954.
Yo, hello.
Hello.
There you go.
Oh, shit.
Hi, Tamia. How you doing?
How are you? I'm fine. Thank you.
Smelly Radio.
I'm doing great. I hope it's all as well with you, the kids, and your
oh, here we go, y'all. We're simulcasting.
Well, I just have like three.
No questions.
Like questions.
Hell
you know,
no.
Something going back on it. Okay.
Oh, shit. Shoot it, y'all. Shoot it.
Album. I watched the DVD with you.
No, lady.
With your mom and your friends. You know, I've been a follower for yours for years, and I just felt like that Between Friends album, it touched me on a different level.
You got 3
level.
Minutes. Shit.
You know, it's all your albums, but it's like that album touched me on like a spiritual level, an emotional level. It gave me a connection of who you were as an individual and as a person. So it's like, you know, when I seen and I was like, oh, she did this, and I was reading all the, like, the credits, like you did it independently and everything. And it's just like, I was like, you know what, I was like, that's a strong black woman. Like, she did it without all the, you know, the backing and everything. This showed me who was Tamia.
Thank you.
And the other question is, like, going back to, like I said, where
I want no questions.
Talking about the entertainers today. Mm-hmm. I'm like, where are all the true singers at like this? Like, with all the studio crap going on, anybody can put out an album. And I just want to
that's
know
an awesome fucking
on
story,
your version
yeah.
of, like, what do you think, what would you think it would take to get the real singers back into the popularity of the culture today?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, it's up to the people to you know, I think, I mean, I could really honestly talk to you about this all day long. There are several things that have changed, you know, even since I came out with the internet, with radio, with the way people buy music, you know, and the way people aren't buying music anymore. So several things have changed. So it isn't a simple thing as, you know, if it's good music, go buy it. Or if they're real singers, support them. It isn't that. But I think that if people continue to support people who, you know, can sing, are talented, and not to say that people who, you know, it's not all about singing. I mean, what connects with people, you know, sometimes you never really know why certain songs connect with people. But I will say even the technology and being in the studio and how songs are recorded, like when I came in and you were in the studio, we had these things called reels, and when you did a punch, which is
1 minute to auto destruct
sentence, and you would have to come back in the middle of that sentence and make it sound like it was like you didn't make a break of it. You had to match pitch, you had to match the tone, you had to do all those things. Well, now you have computers that do that. You can,
okay,
you know, you can go in a studio and sing, you know, sing a song and, you know, sound like
1 minute to auto destruct.
You know, so it's a lot of it has changed.
Taking us into overtime, y'all.
Still,
sure will be officially ending, but we ain't gonna be in the VIP hour. So you got to call in now, 347-237-5125. You want
to
be live on the Mother Knows Show with Tamia. It's time to get crunk for the weekend Thursday, y'all. Appreciate you riding out on the regular tip with us. Make sure you come back 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every day the Lord allows to be up on this motherfucker, y'all. Appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Ashwood, Goofy Bone,
okay,
net, everybody.
Well, all I can say, my last thing is I just wish you, Darren Kelly, the best. And
I'm probably
I hope
about to get one more
caller.
Hold on. Might be us, y'all. Might be us.
Breaking experience that three powerful women can come together.
They said it couldn't be done, y'all.
That's beautiful.
They said we couldn't do it.
But we can. Just enjoy the creativity of three women that's been in the industry, working, and just grinding.
Officially in the after hours.
You know,
here we go.
Thank you. I'll tell you a little bit about this project. You know, it's called the Queen Project, and we all came together. Now, we all knew each other as far as, like, seeing each other, like, hey, how you doing, you know. but we weren't necessarily friends, like, you know, someone
mm-hmm.
that you would, you know, call a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are. And through this project, we were like-minded, though. We were all moms, all sort of, you know, had these careers and are considered to be, you know, good singers. But for some reason or another, you know, whatever. So we came together, but not only just for on the music front, but also just socially. For some reason, people think, you know, three black girls can't get along. I don't quite get it. But, you know, and we go in the studio, and honestly, I didn't know what to expect either when we went in the studio, because on paper, I mean, things sound good or things look good, but then, you know, you get it together.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't quite work. But we got in the studio, and, I mean, it's been magic. I think people are going to be so surprised at just how cohesive the three of our sounds are together. And just, I mean, if you see any of the videos, the things that we've done, the interviews and stuff, like, we just have fun. We have inside jokes, and we're just, you know, laughing. But let me tell you where the real business is going to be. The real business is going to be in the live show. That's going to be the business. Like, really, you know, the album is incredible. The material is great. Of course, we're still working with Shep on this project, but we're getting our show together right now. And I mean, if we each don't take off a shoe and hit each other with it, just because it's so good.
Watch out for a Louboutin. Cool, I'm gonna take one more call. Thank you so much for calling.
But not in a way like in a church way, like in a you better sing kind of way. I mean, these girls are so talented, and we're just having a great time with each other. There's no drama, you know, and socially we'll be able to do a lot of things. We have a lot of things. We've all been involved in our own sort of charities and things like that, but I think, you know, us banding together makes it that much stronger. So we have
it makes it so much stronger. So what does it look like for a release date? When will we probably literally?
Well, first single, we're trying to get out a first single before the end of the year.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we have a couple shows lined up in November. So
wait a minute. Are you coming to Philly?
We are, I think so.
Love it.
Yeah, I'll definitely get you that info. But I think it's that way. It's like four shows, so it's like a sneak peek of what we're doing. But
watch out.
It's going to be pretty incredible. So we're all excited about that. So definitely look out for the Queen Project.
We are so excited, Tamia. First of all, I want to thank you for your music, your contributions, and everything that you do in this music business as a mother, as a wife, and as an entertainer. I can't say it no more. You are absolutely beautiful. You are always welcome back to the show. I can't wait to have all of you back so we can have some more fun.
Just one caller.
Oh, no. Wait a minute, Tamir. That's right, Tamir. No, these phone lines are lighting up. I didn't want to talk. I told you I didn't want to kidnap you, but wait a minute.
We'll do two.
Let's take the calls. This is Tamir's time, honey. 91. Wait a minute. 347-591. You are on with Tamir. She want to talk.
Hey. Hey, Tamir.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I just want to say that I loved your music.
Thank you.
I've been a fan for years, and I just love your music. My favorite Tamir song is Tomorrow.
Oh,
I don't know if
you.
A lot of people heard it, but I love that song.
Yeah, by
so much.
The Winans. I am
yes.
a huge Winans fan. And actually, before the show, before I performed it first on this show that we did for BET. I actually performed that song as a kid my whole childhood life. There were actually other songs that I knew as a kid, but people were like, no, sing Tomorrow. And I didn't quite understand it, but... as I got older and I understood the meaning of the song, and I'm a huge, that like the Winans and the Clark Sisters, that was the first concert I had ever gone to.
Mm-hmm.
As so I'm huge fans of the Winans.
Can you tell me how can one live?
Well, this is my favorite song, and I just thank you. And you're absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you so much, Corla. We're going to go to 813-749. You are on with the lovely Canadian babe, Miss Tamia.
Oh, this ain't smelling radio up in the building. This mother,
oh.
No. Hi. Y'all already know this DJ smells so good in the building. Miss Tamia.
Hey.
Good Lord. I'm on your MySpace that you ain't been on in 3 years, but it's all
oh, wait
good.
A minute.
Yes.
MySpace?
Yes.
I've been on my MySpace plenty.
Well, this one that I'm on, and it is so hot. I put the link in the chat room, and I'm checking out the singles because, you know, I'm on the old school stuff personally.
You know what? You have to watch out for MySpace, though, because MySpace and all of those rooms, you have to make sure you're on, like, the official. You know,
oh. Not a fan page.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, that's like another job that, you know, trying to figure out, you know, all the different people that have the site. So, but if you go on The Real Tamia, I go on there quite often.
Okay.
And Tamia Hill fan page on Facebook, I go there quite often.
Okay.
So,
Tamia
yeah.
Hill fan page, I will be definitely
yeah.
signing up. Definitely signing up. When you
music sounds good. Good music.
Are you planning on coming, like touring and coming down to Florida? Because I'm in the Tampa area. I'm actually in Tampa.
Oh yeah, I did. You know, I just did a show 4th of July in Orlando.
In Old Town, yeah, I know. Yeah,
yeah.
That ain't Tampa.
Orlando. But yeah, they usually, you know, usually it's either somewhere in like Fort Lauderdale or Orlando, so we can
the metropolitan areas. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So more people, we can feed off more people. But
okay.
I am so sure that we will be that way. There's no way we won't be.
Yeah.
So, just
that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I appreciate it. And I'm definitely we'll be following you. You're on Twitter, I'm pretty sure.
That's one thing I'm not on.
What?
Oh.
I don't. Okay, this is the problem. I don't want to. I can't be that committed to you unless you have a ring on it. Unless you put a ring on it, I can't. Really
I know that's right.
Okay.
You
okay.
know, just because. I don't necessarily want to know. You went to the grocery store, and I'm
okay, I understand. Yeah, yeah.
But once we get going, I will, for the purposes of the music and stuff, I will Twitter. You
yeah.
know, like I'm here at the show with Deb, and
yeah.
you know stuff like that. But as far as like the personal life stuff, I mean, you know, so I really. No.
Now I don't use my Twitter for that. I use it pretty much for business. That's that
yeah, exactly.
stalking type deal.
Exactly.
So
okay, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you feel
that.
Yourself getting stalked. So if you,
I can't keep up. Honestly, technology is really just I'm trying.
It's
to
moving so quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think on my Facebook I have like 14,000. So I mean it takes, you know, and I do try to, you know, get to all of them. So that's like three jobs.
Wow.
But it's cool. It's cool. It's great to really, you know, hear the fans and hear what they're saying and listen to them and what they're, you know, what they think is missing and things like that. So
can I ask you, what's your favorite song? What is your personal favorite song like that you've ever done? Just your personal favorite.
My personal favorite song, I would probably say, You Put a Move on My Heart and Stranger in My House.
Stranger in my house. That's my
Just because I love performing. You know, I love performing the songs live as well. That's what I love to do the best. I love sort of being in front of people and performing. And I'm actually quite shy. I don't know why during performance, but I do love sort of being on stage and telling the story.
And me, the first time I heard me, it took me two times to understand because I was like, wait. Had to run that back. I'm like, is she talking about another woman? Is it three women in here? Like, is this a freak show? Is this what's going on?
Hey, wait.
Like, what happened?
I knew I was gonna lose a few folks when I said, "You other men," I said. I was like, there are people right now that are
just like, huh?
I love it. CJ, smell good. Thank you so much.
Hey, that's real, mother. No, you know it's much love, and you the best show on every FM, AM, and on online. Period.
Thank you.
And you have the most wonderful guest. Tamia, love you, baby. Appreciate you. And shouts out to everybody out there riding with the Mother Knows Show, Wrecking the Game Entertainment.
Thank you so much.
I'm listening, though. Still listening.
Tamia is so loved. Everyone loves Tamia. Tamia, before you roll up out of here, can you please sing us a taste of Almost so I can just pass out?
Oh, that's your song. Okay.
Oh, that's my song.
Okay. Can you tell me how can one miss what she never had? How could I reminisce when there is no past? How could I have memories of being happy with you, boy? Can someone tell me how can this be? How could my mind pull up incidents, recall dates and times that never happened? How could we celebrate a love that's too late? And how could I really mean the words about the I miss the times that we almost shared. I miss the love that was almost there. I miss the times that we used to kiss. At least in my dreams, just let me take my time. And oh, I'm missing the times that we never had. What happened to us? We were almost there. Whoever said it's impossible to miss what you never had, never almost had you.
Oh, Tamia, God bless you, Tamia. You are absolutely the best. I love you. God bless you. Tamia, please make sure you come back to the Mother Knows Show.
Sure.
We just don't. Love
as
you.
As you can see, I'm a talker, so anytime.
Well, you know what? I'm going to squeeze one more call in. It's the number one caller. Don't kill me, Tamia.
Okay.
Number one caller, come on in. Oh.
Am I back
on? Number one caller, you're on.
Don't let me be back on.
Uh-oh, wrong one. Wait a minute. Let's go to the number one caller.
Don't let
number
me
one
be
caller,
back on.
Man,
so good with taking over.
Hello? You are number one caller.
Oh, okay, Tamia. Well, I thought I was going to get a chance to say, hey, Tamia.
Hey.
Oh, God, you sung one of my favorite songs almost, and my other favorite song is Smile. Oh, Tamia, I love every album that you have ever put out. I always follow your career. You're such a beautiful woman. I love your family balance and everything about you, your whole career and everything. I just want to say that I just keep making the good music that you make and the way that you sing. Don't ever change. You've always been true to who you are and to your craft and everything. You are a beautiful, beautiful person inside and out. Listening to this interview was so inspiring and amazing. I got to know Tamia not just as a singer but as a person. And I thank Mother for the opportunity for all of us can hear Tamia. Definitely, I was at work sneaking under my shirt, listening to the phone while I'm talking to customers and everything.
Well,
love you, number one caller.
Oh,
I love you, too.
You.
Thank you, Tamia. I can't wait for the new project to come out.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Tamia, we love you so much. Make sure you give Grant a hug for me and give those beautiful babies a hug for me. And we'll see you back, honey, because TDK, the Queen Project, it's coming, darling.
Thank you. It definitely is. Look forward this year.
Love you so much, Tamia.
All right, thank you.
Wow, right here, man, live on Wrecking the Game Radio.
God. Absolutely fabulous. Absolutely dynamic. If you missed Tamia,
show.
I don't
best
know
show.
Where you was at, but we got a whole lot of
Wrecking
Tamia. Here's my poetry on the Mother Knows
Show.
Wow.
he said.
And we out, y'all. That one. Damn. Thank y'all for riding Record and Game Radio, man. I definitely got to listen back to this one in the archive. Oh, this is exclusive, man. Much love, Mother Knows. Mr. Mia. Oh, so beautiful. Man, make sure y'all follow Twitter, everything, when she do get it, Facebook, MySpace. Oh, man. Hot. This is what we do, man. Right here, Record and Game Entertainment style, man. Much love. Peace out, y'all.